planes are passing by. They mean a trip to Paris or Rome for someone else, but not for me.
You don't have to examine the song list of Laura Cantrell's new CD too carefully to notice that she has Ramblin' on her mind, starting with this title song by Bacharach and David. She also covers Gordon Lightfoot's wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And today on the show, she's going to perform a Roger Miller song called Train of Life. Laura Cantrell, who's born in Nashville, living now in Brooklyn, beloved both by fans and also critics for Rolling Stone and the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. Herself a DJ, the host of the Radio Thrift Shop, which can be heard Wednesdays from 6 to 9 a.m. on WFMU. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dane. I'm glad to be here.
It's great to have you, and we're excited to have you performing today with Mark Spencer with this song that I mentioned. It's by Roger Miller, and it came about, this concept for a record, after you had given birth.
That's right.
And then you came up with this EP, six songs about different modes of transportation.
That's correct.
What's the connection?
Well, you know, actually in those first few kind of topsy-turvy months of being home with the baby, I just was realizing how much I had taken for granted being out and being able to kind of pick up and leave whenever I wanted. We traveled a lot to make music in the year or so just before I had a child. And I never even thought about it, that it would be something that I would really not be able to do even in the short term.
You had ants in your pants.
I had some ants in my pants. And I also, I mean, I certainly was, you know, having a wonderful time being a new mom, but I realized that, you know, it was something I was going to have to wait to go back to in my life. And it made me think about the Burt Bacharach tune. You know, the character in it is, you know, trains and boats and planes. They mean a trip to Paris or Rome for someone else, but not for me. And that really lyric hit home to me in a different way than it had before.
That song, by the way, I've been listening to it, obviously, in the past few days, and it's what the Germans call an earworm. And so you listen to it early in the day, and then by the end of the day, it's gone through your head at least a dozen times.
Well, I hope that's not damaging to anyone, but it's a lovely tune. And I just thought, as a way to get back recording again, I wasn't really ready to make a new album with original material, but I thought it might be cool to explore some of that wanderlust that was frustrated by some traveling songs.
So you're traveling in your mind.
Traveling in my mind and thinking about, you know, also traveling in songs as a metaphor for other things. And certainly the Roger Miller tune that we picked is one of those kind of metaphoric tunes. It's not really about... you know, just about trains. A lot of classic train tunes are about accidents. And
right. Didn't he write King of the Road?
He did write King of the Road.
Well, you didn't want to sing that.
Well, you know, that's a different kind of tune. I didn't think I could do that one justice. But it's kind of ironic because his songs are often quite upbeat and they're kind of quirky and have a sort of novelty aspect to them. And this one is a little bit darker and a little bit more contemplative. And it always appealed to me. And I had actually loved this song since I first started learning country tunes. So, you know, I thought it might be a great time to do it.
It's funny because the one that we just heard, the Bacharach and David song, is something I have in my head already. And so it was interesting to hear how you turn that into your own. This one I don't know in the same way. So I'm going to have to ask you then, what do you do when you're taking somebody else's material and trying to make it yours?
Well, you know, that's a very hard question, or it's a hard challenge, I think, and it's a good challenge to take on as an artist. I think for me, you have to find where your sort of emotional connection is with the song, whether it's through the lyrics or something about the melody just kind of turns your head around and go to that place and then explore it through there. You know, this tune definitely, you know, again, when I was feeling kind of confined, it said a lot to me personally. So I felt like it would be a valid one to take on.
Laura Cantrell here with Mark Spencer performing live in our studio, Train of Life.
Table. Watch all the others have fun, and I'm tired of sitting on the sidetrack watching the main line run. I'm tired of having having no future. I'm living off things that I've done. And I'm tired of sitting on this sidetrack, just watching that main line run. Train, train, don't leave me, oh train, train of life.
Train of Life, written by Roger Miller and sung here by Laura Cantrell, with Mark Spencer playing along here on the LoPate Show. I'm Dean Ulsher filling in for Leonard today. And I wanted to mention that not only does Laura Cantrell have this new EP, which is available as a download as well.
That's right. It's a digital EP.
But you can also buy this CD.
Well, you can if you come see me in person, but you can't actually buy that in the store.
Interesting.
Yes.
What made you decide to do that?
Well, you know, I thought that the environment of record selling has changed so much in my couple years sort of out of the racket. I thought it might be a good time to do a little experiment with a digital-only release. And so we thought this project might be the appropriate one for that, being one that's not quite a full Laura album, but one that we could afford to take a risk with.
Right.
And I've been very happy with having it available that way. You know, a lot of folks are finding their way online to buy albums.
It's good to own the means of production.
It is. Well, it's a very direct, you know, you take that whole distribution element out of it. Mm. Now, that's also, you know, comes from someone who's a record collector. I love the object of a record. And I think, you know, in the future, for me, sort of the perfect combination might be a digitally available release that you could also have, you know, some physical copies of, even vinyl, or, you know, for those who really want, you know, to love their recording objects.
Here's what I don't get. We have the iPod. It has the screen on it. And still, you can't, while listening to the song, look at the artist information. And, I mean, that seems like a basic that should have been figured out a few years ago.
Well, I guess, you know, there's still a lot of things like that that people want to experience. And isn't it crazy, though, how you sort of, as soon as you have one capability to hear music very quickly downloaded one way, then your brain right away says, oh, I'd like this plus.
Sure. But come on. That's Laura Cantrell. Who is that playing guitar with her?
Right.
You want to be able to look right at the iPod and say, oh,
yeah.
Right.
That's true. And we did actually provide all of that information. You know, when you sell something through iTunes or some of the other digital retailers, they ask for the full album info, and just as the same,
yeah,
the same way.
It's a separate booklet.
Yes,
that's right.
It's a booklet.
Now, on August 19th, you're going to be performing at the South Street Seaport.
That's right. It's Spiegel Tent.
Spiegel Tent. And the show is called Let Us Now Praise Famous Women.
That's right.
Which is a play off the famous James Agee book.
That's correct.
Famous Men. The irony here being that the women who you're paying tribute to are not as famous as they ought to be.
That's my opinion. You know, some of them might have been famous in their day, but, you know, it's a theory of mine And a kind of irritating subject to me, that a lot of the great women artists who I think have been very influential, either in their time on other artists in their day, or even, you know, carry threads through to the present of influence, are not very well known and are very unlikely to end up in the kind of institutions that ensure some kind of educational, at least, awareness of them, like mm-hmm. the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or the Country Music Hall of Fame, et cetera.
Is it as blunt as sexism, or is there something more complicated at play?
Well, I would say there's certainly an amount of sexism. I think there was also maybe just the history of limitations placed on women's careers by other factors in their lives, and how that was those were hard things, you know, whether it was family obligations or social sort of norms of the time, you know, didn't allow them quite as many opportunities as their male counterparts. It's a whole blend of those things, I'm mm-hmm. sure. You can't really pin it on one factor or the other. And, you know, also there are a lot of male artists as well that are unjustly obscure. But, you know, as one of my obsessions, I thought, why don't we make this as a theme for our Spiegel Tent show? The Spiegel Tent is a really cool kind of turn-of-the-century cabaret down on South Street Seaport that they put up. And I thought for that environment, which is not, you know, the kind of normal rock club venue for our show, it might be an interesting theme to explore, and also to invite some guests to join me in exploring.
So with this in mind, tell me in 50 words or less, who was Molly O'Day and why should she matter to us?
Well, Molly O'Day was a country singer in the 1940s who was known regionally in the Southeast. She recorded for Columbia Records and was a very accomplished banjo player and guitarist, and one of the few women who led her own band and was known as the front person of a country band in that time. She was an early discoverer of the talent of Hank Williams, and she did several Hank Williams songs before he was famous. And she's really still a very important artist to old-time musicians and folks who, you know, are interested in that kind of hillbilly pre-rock and roll moment.
Do you want to introduce us to one of her songs?
Yes, I would. This is actually, Molly is not as well known these days because she left the business early due to religious beliefs and convictions and conflict with her sort of hillbilly singer lifestyle. And so I thought it might be cool to do a gospel tune that she recorded after she had made that transition. It's called What a Day. Storm clouds arise.
Through, Lord, he helps me to stand. shadows, no burdens pass through.
Nice. It's Laura Cantrell with Mark Spencer performing a song by Molly O'Day, which will be part of this program, Let Us Now Praise Famous Women, at the South Street Seaport at the Spiegel Tent, August 19th. The new recording, I'm going to call it a download. It's a new digital download.
Sure.
Trains and Boats and Planes from Laura Cantrell is available from The Orchard. And I wish we had more time, but we have to go.
Dean, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's been a real pleasure having both of you here today. I want to thank Irene Trudell for engineering this segment. Thanks to Soundcheck for letting us use their space. And you're listening to the Leonard Lopate Show here on WNYC.
Silver waves shining.